When did the news stop becoming the news? You know, information about the events of the last 24 hours followed up by a resolution of past events. Just the facts, that's all. What used to be a one-half-hour broadcast has become days and days of opinions from supposed experts that are at least once, maybe twice removed from the original event. Today we also have the internet where anyone can say anything. Opinions, that's all they are. Yet these statements are affecting the way people react to everyday events in their everyday lives. What disturbs me is the number of people who believe unsolicited opinions that are circulating on the internet. They are often negative, homophobic, and racially motivated. Today we are seeing a rise in anger directed at different ethnic groups, people's sexual orientation, and politicians. Common sense and public decency has flown out the window. Recently, I had coffee with a couple of friends. I could not believe what I was hearing. I've always respected the opinions of my friends, but this coffee session made me stop and think. My friends had totally bought into the paranoia and presumptive attitude towards others. While riding home on the bus, I had time to reflect on my coffee break. I realized that intelligence is no match for brainwashing. That is what it is, slanted brainwashing. By constantly hearing over and over again that the opinions being expressed reflect the opinions heard in the media by the listener. Unfortunately, negative reporting seems to trump positive reporting every time. All forms of today's media need to wake up and take responsibility and present balanced fact-based reporting, not opinions dressed up as facts. Fran Miller. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.